genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because we have a question for the day today. So call in with your answer to this question. The question is this. Everybody has been paying attention to the royal wedding going on in Great Britain right now. And, of course, everyone knows that the British people, pay Queen Elizabeth to be queen for their country. So the question is, yes or no, is Queen Elizabeth of Great Britain worth the $83 million per year, that's right, $83 million per year that the British people pay her? Call in with your answers, yes or no, to is Queen Elizabeth worth the $83 million? Call it 639-0008 or 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests will be discussing an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My first guest founded the prepaid phone card industry. He pioneered the voicemail industry, and he opened up several other markets. He's a serial entrepreneur who's turned his attention to making money on the internet. We'll discuss his latest book, Get Rich Click. My second guest is an investigative reporter who earned a reputation for making complicated issues seem simple. We'll examine topics designed to make us wealthier, happier, and smarter than anybody else from his book titled, Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb. My third guest is the women's FIFA World Player of the Year as selected by soccer great Pele. The Washington Post calls her perhaps the most important athlete of the last 15 years. We've joined with a world-famous athlete to discuss a charitable event she's involved in right here in Ventura County to benefit aplastic anemia. And as always, if you want to call in, 639-0008, cast your vote. Is Queen Elizabeth worth $83 million? We'll tell you the results at the end of the show. Mark Ostrowski is a professional speaker, a consultant, a venture capitalist, and, as I said, a serial entrepreneur. He's known as the technology wildcatter. He founded the prepaid phone card industry, and he was an early pioneer in the voicemail industry, the payphone industry, the prepaid cellular market, and other deregulated telecommunications markets. He created numerous magazines, trade shows, and market research studies that he later sold firms for $50 million and more. He is one of the few keynote speakers and authors who actually owns a portfolio of highly profitable online businesses. His current internet companies generate, get this, $75 million a year annually. Some brand names that you might know, Blinds.com and eTickets.com are among the many services that he owns and controls. He's known for selling the domain name of Business.com for $7.5 million, which landed him in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most expensive domain name sold to that point in time. He then took the $7.5 million, invested in business.com, later sold it for $345 million. He's been quoted in over 1,000 media outlets. He's won countless awards, including the Entrepreneur of the Year Award from Inc. 500 and Ernst & Young. Mark is one of the leading experts on making money on the internet. He's a graduate of the University of Texas at Austin. He has a bachelor's degree in business administration and a major in marketing. He lives in Texas. Welcome joining us from Houston, Mark. How are you today?
I'm great. That was pretty thorough, I got to tell you.
Well, we got your life in a nutshell right there, Mark. But you have really led a very interesting life. And you are a serial entrepreneur, as I said at the outset, turning your attention to the Internet. Now, what made you famous, what got you into the Guinness Book of World Record, was selling the domain name business.com. So I guess early on you recognized that the Internet was going to be a place to make money. Why did you turn your attention away from the telecommunications industry, which was making you big bucks, and focus on the Internet?
Well, I think it was a gradual turn. I had magazines and trade shows in telecom, but it was pretty obvious this Internet thing was really interesting. So to dabble in it, I bought a bunch of domain names in 1994 and realized over time those were pretty interesting things to own, because in the world of the Internet, the domain name is like the piece of underlying real estate. And if you own the right name, you've got kind of like 1-800-Flowers, you've got mind share. And if I have mind share, when you're ready to buy, if I've got the right word, I got a good chance of getting you to come to my site.
All right. Well, then that's one of the central theses of your book, Get Rich Click, The Ultimate Guide to Making Money on the Internet, is that the domain names are like real estate, and you need to think about this as a real estate investor would think. How did you come up with that analogy and draw some parallels between real estate investing and Internet work?
Oh, there's lots of parallels. It's really interesting. I used to be in real estate. And people can get rich in a number of businesses, but real estate was always one that seemed pretty obvious. And you looked around, the richest people are always seem to be in real estate. But real estate has a drawback, and that is you've got to have the right financial connections if you don't have really deep pockets. This is a piece of $8 real estate. So even if you screw up completely and buy the wrong name, you're typically out $8. So that was interesting in and of itself. It wasn't to get a name that I thought I could sell for millions. It was get a name that I thought had real value. When I looked up the Internet, news, weather, sports, and business were the four names I looked for. And business was being used by they were all in use, but business itself was being used by a gentleman in Europe for a telecommunications company. It didn't match what he was using it for, but that's what he used it for. So I offered to buy it. I ended up buying it for $150,000, and the article that went out in the newspapers was about me. The headline said, "A fool and his money were just parted."
Huh. Interesting.
And so when I sold it 5 years later for $7.5 million plus the put right, which ended up being over $10 million for the total name, I made sure that was the guy I sent the article to about the sale and said, I'm not sure who was the fool.
Very well said. We're talking to Mark Ostrowski, everybody. And Mark, you really have sort of set the pace for making money on the Internet. And you talk about the domain names. That's where you first came, I think, to national prominence or national recognition in the Internet world because of sellingbusiness.com. But you say there are five ways to make money with a domain name. Go through those five ways for us, please.
Well, they're different. You can own the name and broker the name, meaning you can own it, you can build on it, you can sell it, you can lease it. You can do what I do, the most favorite thing that people like to hear, most favorite, the thing that people like to hear is you can take the traffic or the eyeballs that come to a domain name and send it to Google, meaning one of my sites, one of my domains that I do not use is very valuable. It's mutualfunds.com. Now, that name I got in the secondary market. Someone sold it to me, but it has eyeballs. It has traffic. People type it in, so it gets people looking for, in essence, mutual funds.
Right.
I can take that traffic, those eyeballs, and point it to Google. So if you go look at that site, you're going to see a bunch of links. You've seen those links on pages when you go on the Internet because a lot of people do this. Those links are an extension of Google. And if you click on one of those links for, let's say, Morningstar, you, the client, will go to Morningstar. Morningstar pays Google, let's say, $2 for the click. Whether you do business with them or not is not the issue.
Right.
For the click. But Google, if you had gone to Google.com, Google keeps all $2. If you go to MutualFunds.com, Google keeps the $2 but gives me $1 for sending them that client.
And
so
that's
it. Everybody wins. I win because I get money off of the domain name that's not in use but has traffic, The client still gets to go to their Morningstar link instead of getting an empty page, and Google, instead of making $2, made $1 more than they would have made had they not partnered with me.
Well, very interesting, and that's a technique, Mark, that you call parking it, isn't it?
Yes, that's parking.
That's parking. All right, we're talking to Mark Ostrowski, everybody. His book, Get Rich Click, The Ultimate Guide to Making Money on the Internet. So sell it, rent it, build on it, lease it out, or park it are the five ways to make money. But shouldn't we also caution listeners at this point that a lot of the money has already been made? You've made mention of it in passing in some of your answers, that you've gone to the secondary market to buy some of these more well-known .com names that you have purchased. Is there still money to be made in selling domain names? And what's on the horizon in terms of the Internet international domain names?
The answer is yes, there is money to be made, but it's not the huge returns in most cases that you're hearing in this story of what I did from 10 years ago. I bought a domain, iPhotos, I-P-H-O-T-O-S, two or three years ago, and I sold it for seven times what I bought it for. I paid a lot of money for it, and I got a 7x return in less than 3 or 4 years. But most people don't play at the $10,000 to $50,000 level.
Sure.
If you want to research and look at the market, there are websites out there that sell, have hundreds of thousands of domains on the market. It's called the secondary market. Just like real estate listings, these are domain name listings. I don't own any part of this site, but I would suggest people go to SEDO.com. It's a wonderful site that has a lot of domains in the secondary market. You can literally type in a word. Let's say you want to do radio.
Okay.
You type in the word radio, and every domain on the secondary market in the world for sale that they have listed comes up on that listing with the word radio. So you can say, I'm really interested in a certain market. Let's go type in the keyword and immediately get listings from all those words that are for sale. And if you look at it over time, you'll see deals. You'll see, wow, that one looks like it should be more, or that one looks like it should be less, or you just send a blind offer and say, I know you're asking $20,000. I'm a small business. Would you sell it for $2,500? Some of them do.
Wow.
They just list it, and then they'll sell it for whatever they get.
Interesting. We're talking to Mark Ostrowski, everybody, author of the book Get Rich Click. We're talking about ways of making money on the Internet. And before we get back to Mark, remember our question of the day is Queen Elizabeth of Great Britain worth the $83 million that the British people pay her per year as a salary? Call in 639-0008. Answer yes or no to that question. We'll give the answer at the end of the show. So, Mark, you were talking about the secondary market for most of the .com names, but is there going to be another, say, smaller Internet gold rush that happens with a new development, something that's called the international domain name?
I honestly don't think that's a market people should try and speculate in. I think it's like we're opening up a new territory at the edge of town. We're going to open it up and prices will be cheap, but it's way, way out there. I would rather see people invest in a really good asset that they know will have long-term value. And without question, the .com domains are going to do better than all the other ones that they're opening up. You realize they're going to open up dot anything you want. So it could be dot purse, dot bag, dot shoe, dot sunglasses, dot Houston. They're going to open up thousands, which makes more complication, which means the dot coms will become probably more valuable than they are today.
All right. All right, Mark. Well, now, when it comes right down to it, you say in your book and elsewhere that it's all about the traffic. And really, that's the name of the game, driving eyeballs, as you put it earlier in some of your answers. So tell me about your basic assertion that it's not about the website out there. Really, making money on the Internet is rethinking distribution. What do you mean by that?
Well, in any market you're trying to sell, you want the most potential buyers out there. If you're selling 5%, let's make it simple math. If you're selling 10% of 100, that's 10 people. 10% of 1,000 is 100, and so forth. The more people you have looking at your product or service, more likely, the more you're going to sell. So that means if you have a lot of Facebook friends, you're going to sell more than someone who has only a few. If you have a lot of Twitter followers, you're going to sell more than someone that has a few. And people are now making money with Twitter and YouTube and MySpace and all of their social networks. Because of the way the Internet operates, you can sell anything to anyone, and you don't have to own it. Someone else can own it and fulfill the order. You just have to have the connection. So it boils down to one simple thing, traffic. eyeballs, whether it's on your website, whether it's names that you buy to come to your site, or whether it's your social media friends.
All right. We're talking to Mark Ostrowski. Mark, for people who didn't start out with, you know, $7.5 million in the bank because they sold a domain name, give us some ideas how listeners can might start to make money without having to invest a lot of their own money up front.
So my favorite example of making money with no money is very simple. It requires you to think differently. And when I tell you the example, you're going to kind of hit yourself in the forehead and say, I can't believe that's so simple. I never thought of it. In most cases, you buy a product, you put the, let's say it's $50. You put $50 out, you bring it home or you bring it to your warehouse, and then you list it for sale, then you advertise it, and you hope someone will buy it. And you have all the overhead associated with it, not to mention the initial $50.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you you know where to buy that item for $50, and they have plenty of them in stock, typically a wholesaler or someone that has something for sale. You say, look, I'm going to go try and sell that product. You take a picture of it. You list it for sale from the photo. You describe what it is. You give a good example of how to use it, if need be. You wait to sell it. You collect the money for it. Then you go buy it and ship it. That is, it's reverse e-commerce. You sell it, then you buy it. And the internet is one of the few places in the world that allows you to do that because it's a visual medium, and you can sell it off of a photograph.
Oh, that's a fascinating tip and worth the price of admission right there. We're talking to Mark Ostrowski, author of the book Get Rich Click, The Ultimate Guide to Making Money on the Internet. Now, Mark, the book comes out on Monday. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, the easiest place is Get Rich Click, and that's CLICK.com. But the book will be sold at Amazon. It's on sale now at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. But at Get Rich Click, one of the things we threw into the book, which is really interesting and they get at the site, is we can offer free premiums where we can't do that with Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So at the site, if you buy it, we give you, and this is hard to believe, $500 worth of free ad credit.
Wow.
What that means is Google is trying to teach people about pay-per-click. It really works. My company spends $15,000 every day on pay-per-click.
Wow.
Because it's extremely targeted. But we got Google to give us a coupon for $75 to give to anyone who buys the book, because instead of advertising that coupon, I'm giving it for free. So to them, it's a great deal. They'll give you $75 coupon, go sign up at Google, and you have $75 free to advertise. I have over $500 at GetRichClick.com. when they buy the book.
Wow, $500 of bonuses if you buy the book, GetRichClick.com. We've been talking to Mark Ostrowski, author of the book, Get Rich Click, The Ultimate Guide to Making Money on the Internet. Mark, it's fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, sir. I hope, good luck.
Thank you. Take care.